Vegans, I'm so happy you're here. It's time for the Vegan with Sky show.
It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can fuck themselves. Don't fuck themselves.
This is a shot of
Well, that's just uncalled for. How could you say that to me? How could you say that? Why would you ever say that to me?
This is a shot of all vegans.
Is this just a channel?
This is a shot of all.
Holy jeez, I wanted to lick them. Oh my gosh, here you are. I'm so glad you're here. You know, life is short, and I'm glad I get to spend it with you, vegans, the better people, the people who are not participating in the animal holocaust or any other bad shit. You know what? People like to say it's just about the animals, but it's about me too. I don't want to be around those people who are horrible. I like the fact that we are separating. We can have the vegans over here and all the garbage people over here. I love it because that way I can only hang out. I can hang out with other vegans. I know the score, you know, like the moral baseline has been met. That's all I want. Go ahead after that. Do anything you want to me after that. Woo, nerds like us is here. Oh man, Hi, fellow decent people. Tyke 269. You know, I love that number 269. I love it. It's a good number to remember something. You know, we're going to talk about Israel a little bit today. I really wanted to do something a little bit different than norm. I want to do a deep dive into Gary Yourofsky, because there's some videos that I have seen and some that I haven't seen, but I think it's really important because when I go online, I see a lot of pick me vegans, and you know how I feel about pick me vegans. I don't like pick me vegans, even though today's affirmation was that I can choose. What was it? I'm allowed to feel good for no reason, but I feel better knowing that there are other vegans out there who are not pick me vegans. That's my vibe today. No pineapples here. Pineapple pen? Are they even vegan, nerds like us? I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. And here's the other thing. If you're not subscribed to Vegan of Course, are you even vegan? Are you even vegan if you're not subscribed to Vegan of Course? I say no. I don't think so. Join up. Oh, the carny tears are good today. Whoa, that's nice. Today, I did an art broadcast. I did a video about art today, a live stream about art on the on my personal channel and on ArtWave. So if you guys are interested in art and that type of stuff, please head on over and subscribe to Skyjack Morgan or ArtWave NYC. We're broadcasting to both of those channels, the art show. I'm not doing it to the vegan channel because we don't talk, because I don't really like having non-vegans on the ever. I don't like talking about non-vegans on this show. I don't like having non-vegans on this channel. This is a channel for vegans. I made the mistake once. Twice I've had non-vegans on. One, someone was going vegan for Lent, and I thought it was an interesting thing, so we had them on the show. Two, they owned a vegan company, but they weren't vegan themselves. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I try not to have non-vegans on the show because who wants to hang out with those people? Not me. I don't want them on here. I don't want them out here. Are they even vegan? No. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk about Gary Yourofsky today. And what we're going to do, we're going to go through some videos. I made a playlist. If you'd like, you can go to our playlist. I've made it public. It's just titled 52223. If you want to see all of these videos, if you ever want to look at that, if you ever want to see what we're doing, if I have a bunch of videos, I usually will make them into a playlist on the channel, and you can look at the playlist with the date of the broadcast. There you go. Maybe I should retitle this one, though, Gary Yourofsky Shit or something. Gary Yourofsky Shiz or Ish? Gary Yourofsky Ish, I think is what it should be called. Gary! I miss him. You know what?
he who shall not be named used to call him a thug. And I thought, all right, well, he's a thug, I guess. I mean, I could disagree with a lot of people about different shit, but I like vegans. I like that. Yes. Which type of tears am I drinking? I'm drinking Assam. Fair trade, organic Assam. I care about stuff like that. I have a lot of tea at the house, and so I made some carny tier tea with Assam. And I do love it. I made a little video about it. In fact, I've had that tea. So I had a big bag of it, pounds of that tea. So I still have some of it left in the can. And I only have like this little, let me see if I can make this apparent to everyone on this. I have this little strainer inside. Can you see it? You see the strainer in there? And so it goes as a little, it submerges itself. I usually make a whole pot, but I've already drunk a pot of coffee today. And I don't think that tea, a whole pot of tea is in order. Just a big cup of it. It is a massive cup though. It's like 16 ounces. So anyway, you know, 16 ounces of tea, 16 ounces of carny tears. You got to do something with all these carny tears. They're always crying. Have you seen the comment section on my videos lately? Crying. In fact, one of my videos was even demonetized because of all of the nastiness in the comments, which has never happened to me before. But hey, it's the first time for everything. And I say, who cares? One video got demonetized. So what? Ain't no thing at all. Don't care. I do want to look at this though. Let's see what we can do about Gary Yourofsky and find out a little bit about Gary Yourofsky and why everyone hates him and why I still love him despite it all.
Always speak truthfully and for.
Ooh, let's slow it down. Sorry. I always watch everything at 2 speed. We're not going to watch it at 2 speed. All right. So here he is talking about the best way. And I think this is really good because usually people will tell you, oh, would you be nice about it? Why can't you be nice? Well, I wish you were just nice to me. You probably convince more people to go vegan. Well, let's hear what Gary Yourofsky says. He's only talked to something like 100,000 people to this point. Let's see what he says.
Forcefully, do not be a politician ever. Playing politics doesn't work. If you think that if you're going to say plant-based instead of vegan, that's going to make somebody listen.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it when people like are afraid of what they are. If you're vegan, say it loud, say it proud. You're vegan. Stand up and say it.
Then you're sorely mistaken. If you think that by saying I'm an animal advocate instead of an animal liberation activist that someone's going to listen, it is completely untrue.
What are you guys? What are you? Are you an animal advocate or are you an animal liberation activist? Which one are you? We're drawing lines in the sands now. Yourofsky from the grave is reaching out with a chalk and he's drawing a line on the asphalt saying, are you a advocate or are you an animal liberation activist? Which one are you?
True. After talking to 60,000 people, I've realized and learned 60,000. That people are ready to listen to the message or they're not, no matter how you act. I can be as sweet as Gandhi or as radical as early Malcolm X, and it will not change one person's mind about the issue of veganism and animal rights. It all depends upon the person, whether they're willing to listen. I'll give an example. A couple times a year.
Pretty dope shirt, though, with the buck. It's like a 16-point buck with the hunter getting skewered. I like it. I should draw something like that.
Here, I have speeches that turn into a Jerry Springer show. People want to scream and yell at me. I don't want to do it, but they want to start. So
Jerry Springer, God rest his soul. He just died. Jerry. Someone's there in heaven saying, Jerry, the father is yours.
Recently, one of these lectures happened and the student told me that I was rude and abrasive. I said, okay, you think everybody feels that way? And they said, yes. I said, well, we're going to take a vote on that. There were about 40 students in the class. I said, raise your hand if you thought I was rude and abrasive.
And if you raise your hand, I'm going to fucking take a barbecue cleaner. I'm going to pour it in your eyeball. How dare you say I'm rude and aggressive or abrasive? How dare you say I'm rude and aggressive and abrasive? Raise your hands. I'll chop them off, you sons of bitches.
7 people raised their hands. So I said, okay, that leaves 33 people that didn't think I was rude and abrasive and listened to what I had to say. So I pointed to the student and I said, maybe the problem isn't me. Maybe the problem is you.
Oof.
And you, and I pointed to the 7 people. If I'm giving the same speech the same crowd and 33 people like it and 7 people didn't, I can't be the problem. So again, what I'm saying is those 7 people came to that classroom unwilling to listen, no matter what I did, no matter what I said. In fact, there have been some lectures where I've gotten on my hands and knees and begged people to stop killing animals. My wife, Erica, witnessed one of these lectures at University of Central Florida. This guy,
you know, it's funny. I've never seen this before. But how many times have I been like, pretty please, go vegan. Oh, it'd be okay if I'm nice. Here you go. Pretty please, go vegan, you piece of shit. Pretty please, with a cherry on top. Clean the fucking car. Jerry Springer died? Yeah, Jerry Springer's dead. Guys, Jerry Springer died. God rest his soul. Died like this year, I think. Maybe last year. I don't know. It's been a little bit. It's been a few months, I think. 30 people who didn't want to be picked out. 33 people who didn't want to be picked on. Exactly. It's kind of like, maybe the problem's not me. Maybe it's you. Maybe I'm going to cut your hands off and feed them to my dogs because you all are animal harmers. Yeah, I mean, it's a little rough. But I mean, please, pretty please. Nothing you say is going to have that effect. I tried finding that shirt for the longest time. No dice. Maybe I'll make one. No, Nilfie, I'm going to make it. We're going to make one. How about that? We're just going to make our own. I'm on the DIY tip, baby. I'm going to make my own shit. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to rewind this. I'm going to draw it by hand. And we're going to have ourselves a buck scoring a hunter. And it's going to say, fuck all hunters. What should it say? Should it say death to hunters? Or should it say wildlife criminals beware? How about Sic Semper Tyrannis? I think Sic Semper Tyrannis would be pretty good because then only someone who's smart will know. Gerald Norman Springer, former mayor of Chicago, died on April 27, 2023. I told you, it hasn't been that long. Anyway, sorry. I thought you guys were with me. If you watch the show every day, you'd know. You'd be informed. We cover everything, Kane.
He was being rude and abrasive himself and mean and stubborn and stupid. So I got on my knees sincerely, and I said, please, please stop killing the animals. And if you're not going to stop killing them for the animals, stop doing it for me, your fellow human. Look what it's doing to me. And he looked at me dead in the eye and said, no.
Okay.
So my point is, politics never works. It's always better to speak the truth and be honest. And when I condemn politics and
truth
politicians,
power.
Think about this. All the people that we collectively admire, Gandhi and Dr. King and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks, Nelson Mandela, Henry David Thoreau,
but all those people he just mentioned were entirely unreasonable. Those were unreasonable individuals he just mentioned. How dare you compare us to those? I mean, those were just completely crazy people. Completely unreasonable. I mean, one of them wouldn't even get to the back of the bus. I mean, what's the big deal? Just go to the back of the bus, Rosa. Politics don't work. You have to challenge the status quo. You have to challenge authority. You have to challenge your programming.
People that we collectively admire was a politician. They were all activists.
It's true. Can you imagine which politician can you really, really say, wow, no, all the activists are the ones you love.
So I will ask activists to stop playing political games, say what needs to be said, explain the murder, the Holocaust that's taking place, explain the rapes that happen to animals on a daily basis. Don't be afraid to say these words. These animals are suffering horribly. And when we sit around and play political games, it doesn't benefit them in one bit.
That's right. Does not benefit them even a second. Does not benefit them. Easy peasy. Why? How could equivocating benefit the animal? It can't. There's no way it could. You have my email here. My email is right here. By the way, let's take a little, here's my email, veganocca@gmail.com. If you'd like to email me images of hunters being skewered by the antlers of deer or other wild animals, if you'd like to send me videos or photographs of people being harmed by wild animals, not domesticated. Well, domesticated animals too. I don't care. That's fine. You can send me those or just drawings of those. I'm going to put them on some t-shirts. I think that'd be great. I think that'd be a great t-shirt line for the Vegan of Course website. Also, please, speaking of t-shirts, veganofcourse.etsy.com or veganofcourse.net is where you can pick up all of the badass ones. This one says kindness vegan. It says kindness vegan because, you know me, I'm the kind one. I'm the nice guy. I'm the nice guy vegan. In fact, I'm going to change the title and change the channel name of this channel to Nice Guy Vegan because that's me. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. Don't you think so? Well, raise your hand. How come only 7 of you are raising your hand? 33 of you aren't raising your hands, huh? Problem must not be me. It must be you. See, I'm the nice guy vegan. Also, thank you to all our Patreon subscribers. Patreon.com/vegan, of course, if you'd like to. So we just got a new subscriber today. I'm super stoked about it. The more we can do, the better. The longer this channel will last. Basically, I'm going to do this channel as long as my savings account has money in it. And then when it runs out, we're going to stop doing this. So please continue to support the channel so I could not go back to working for some asshole. That would be great. I'll just work for you guys. I'd love it. All right. Next up. What's the dealio? Let's see what the next video, what we have in store. Mr. Gary Yourofsky, the one, the only. Here we go.
Doesn't Gary Yourofsky have that one quote where he says, all women deserve to be raped and we should kill everyone who's not vegan?
He never said that. He never said that. Come on.
Hi, it's Emily from Bite Size Vegan, and welcome to another Vegan Nugget. We are reaching the end of my interview series with vegan activist Gary Yourofsky and starting to hit the really hard topics. Gary is a controversial figure within the vegan community, with those opposed to him usually quoting a select passage from one of his essays on violence. Well, today we're going to hear from Gary about violence and whether it has a role to play within the vegan animal rights movement. If you're someone who was offended...
Violence. I don't know. If you're someone who's offended by violence, run! Trigger warning! Oh my God!
...or appalled by the passage in question, I'd be interested to know if, after hearing Gary's full explanation, you feel any differently about the matter.
This, of course, is...
and I thought the veganism and
religion... I feel like I should tell everyone. This is Bite Size Vegan. She's been around forever. She's got an incredible website, bitesizevegan.org. Anytime someone has ever told me, hey, I want to start a website for vegans, I'm like, yeah, Bite Size Vegan already does that. Bitesizevegan.org. She's got an amazing website for vegan resources and everything. So if you don't already know about her, please head on over. She's incredible. She does great shit and you should always do it. What doesn't suit me? Being kindness vegan? People being harmed by wild animals? Why? I don't understand. It was because Gary Yourofsky was wearing a t-shirt of someone being harmed by wild animals, that they were a hunter being harmed by wild animals. I was just joking, Jean, just riffing. If you come in the middle of one of my rants, and you think that you're, if you come in the middle of one of my rants and you're taking it out of context, God be with ye. I just remember it's with kindness, because I'm the kindness. I'm the kind vegan. I'm the nice guy vegan. Mr. Nice Guy Vegan. Have you seen the pic of a jockey being whipped? No, I have not seen it, but I would love to see it. Emily, yes, her name is Emily. Once I reach 1,500 subs, I'll become a Patreon member, Sky. Okay, let's get you to 1,500. Once I get to 1,500, geez, Louise, you don't need to. I'm not pressuring you. I'm just saying, like, if you like what we're doing here, making as much content as we're making, then please become a Patreon subscriber or buy a t-shirt, veganofcourse.etsy.com. I'll make that t-shirt for you, and you can support it that way. You're always mid-rant, though. Well, wouldn't that be better? Isn't that better than the other options? Just like going, oh, guys, I wonder what I should do today. Oh, maybe I shouldn't plan anything. I'm planning on shit, man. All right. Well, I don't know what Kane just sent me an email, and I might get to it today. But today's Gary Yourofsky day. You might have to wait till tomorrow for that. I go live a lot, so I wish there were more Gary content on YouTube. Well, he's kind of gone into hiding, hasn't he? But maybe he'll come back. You never know. From the depths of the sea. Maybe he'll come back.
Religion video was going to be controversial.
All right.
Received a lot of heat about. And that is...
The sound on these interviews sucks. So I'm apologizing right away. But we just want to get to the part where she asked her the hard question.
The use of violence for animal liberation. What is your stance on the use of violence when it comes to the animal rights movement? And also, do you support the animal liberation front with taking direct action?
I've seen these. I haven't seen this one in a long time, but I've watched all of these before. And now I remember, like, I wish they'd done so much better with this, but...
breaking into farms and labs to free animals and destroying businesses.
Definitely support the ALF, if you can see that. I got a tattoo on my arm right here. But I want to be clear, ALF is a nonviolent organization. They have a position against violence. But this brings me to another point. You don't have to agree with any group or activist 100% of the time. I love
That's exactly what I always say. I always say you don't have to agree with everybody 100% of the time. I mean, just because you love the ALF doesn't mean you condone burning down buildings, right?
ALF. But but I don't agree with them in being nonviolent, because I think violence has its place in every movement. There are certain groups of individuals who will not listen to reason. And for that, you need violence. You need to put the fear of God into them or take it further. And listen, all throughout history, you've had to kill oppressors to stop the oppression.
I mean, if you're vegan John Brown, he kind of sounds like vegan John Brown.
I don't say this with glee. I want people to know, they think that I say this with joy. I wish that everybody went vegan after they heard my speech, and they should. It's logical. It's rational. It makes sense from top to bottom. But there are certain people.
It makes sense from top to bottom. Kind of talks like, where is he from? I forget, but he kind of talks.
But don't. So let's not forget, when people say that they're opposed to violence, they're letting violent people, because meat, dairy, and egg eaters, fur wearers, leather wearers, they're the most violent people on the planet. So they get to go off and murder cows and pigs and chickens and turkeys, and we're supposed to hold a sign? Please don't kill the animals? Bullshit. I asked you to stop killing these animals. How long do you want us to act?
It is menacing when he does that. I asked you to stop killing these animals, motherfucker. I asked you to stop killing these animals. Now what? Now what? You want to catch these pistolizing. He's from Michigan. That makes sense. Yeah. He's a Michigander. Got that kind of Midwestern accent, doesn't he? Kind of talks like he's from the Midwest. It's almost Southern, but not quite. But he's really, it's always a little bit of sing-song when he talks. So when he does his slam poetry speeches, he always sounds like he's doing a little bit of an act. Yeah. I love making fun of Gary Yourofsky too. National Animal Rights Day is coming. Indeed. Bully Sky into going. I want to go. I'll probably end up going. I'll probably be bullied into going. One day a year, animal rights. Let's do it. Michigander, great band, should check it out. What's good for the goose is good for the Michigander.
Ask you kindly, and think about this. This has been going on for at least 2,600 years. Pythagoras wrote about veganism, condemned speciesism 2,600 years ago, and people are still killing animals. I'm telling you, it's getting to a boiling point. It's going to be in the very near future.
Is it going to get to a boiling point, though? Maybe. Should.
That somebody busts into a slaughterhouse or a vivisection lab with guns, and they tell the slaughterhouse workers, you take those knives off those pigs' throats right now, or I'm going to shoot you. We're the defenders. You might want to call it violence, but hey, you're bringing it on yourself. And this whole bullshit about violence begetting violence. Okay, when the Allied forces went into Nazi Germany and murdered Nazis to save Jews, I'm kind of curious, what was the violence that happened after that? So spare me the adage bullshits. Okay, spare me the bullshit adages about violence begetting violence. It doesn't always beget violence. In most cases, it actually ends violence.
What does violence, most cases, end violence? Is that true? I don't think so. I do not think so, Mr. Yourofsky. No, most violence does not end violence. That's like saying I have to go to war to promote peace. I don't know. Not that I'm totally against everything he's saying, of course. I do think that a more militaristic approach is necessary for any of this. I want to be top V. Can we be top V? This is top V talk. Top V.
I think it has its place. And what I'm going to ask people to do as well, go to my website. Stop reading excerpts of excerpts of excerpts of excerpts.
Does violence have its place? Violence is like one of those things where I've always said violence is always an option. Violence is always on the table. And that's how I've always felt about violence, is that I'm against it, but it's always an option. It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, fuck around and find out is kind of the situation, right? Do you really wanna? Because like, I'm a nonviolent person, but you keep pushing. Anyway, yeah, shooting the school shooter does stop the violence. Yes, sometimes violence can stop violence. Yes, sometimes fire, you can fight fire with fire. Yeah, sometimes you can. But that doesn't mean that stops. Okay, so when you shoot a school shooter, does that stop violence? It stops the immediate exogenous event, right? But it doesn't stop the kind of bigger picture stuff. Just shooting someone who's killing people with guns does not actually solve the violence. You need a multi-pronged attack, including legislative action to truly stop the violence in schools, to stop the single school shooter. Yeah. But like, that's just kind of caveman thinking, right? We see a saber-tooth tiger. We're afraid. We kill saber-tooth tiger. We're now not afraid, and things can go back to the way they were. But that's not really solving any issues, right? We need to build fences to keep the saber-tooth tigers out. That's not a violence. Truthfully, more is solved with nonviolence than violence. But violence needs to be one of our tools in the tool shed, right? But we can't make it so when the only tool in your tool shed is a hammer, everything starts looking like a nail. And you can't just start doing that. That's the problem in America. Everyone's got a damn gun, so everything starts looking like a target. And then when the wrong person's got a gun, they're a target. That's not solving the problem. Stop killing animals. It makes absolute sense top to bottom. Exactly the real thing. And that's a nonviolent approach, right? Stop killing animals. Bingo. If you want to die or spend your life in prison, shoot people. Jean, exactly right. I totally agree with you. Tengo que estar acuerdo contigo, señor. But shooting up slaughterhouses won't stop it, sadly. It won't stop it. It'll make it scary, and it could make it so expensive that people start thinking twice before opening up another slaughterhouse. That's kind of, yeah, it could help. But I'm not condoning it, sort of. Imagine telling people to not harm animals or you will harm them. I mean, wouldn't you say that to someone molesting a child or hurting a human? And again, this is only a heat of the moment stuff, though, right? If I saw someone beating a dog in the street, I would certainly say, hey, if you keep beating that dog, I'm going to beat you. Or even if someone were kicking my car, I've told someone who was like vandalizing something and said, hey, if you keep hitting that car, I'm going to hit you. Please stop hitting the car. And that's the threat of violence, though. It's not the thing itself, right? The idea of violence can usually stop most things. No, we need fences to keep people out of the jungle, etc. Taiki 269, good fences make good neighbors. When I worked in Las Vegas, I very rarely had to put my hands on people. Most of the time, I just had to say, look, you're drunk, I'm sober. I've been in lots of bar fights, you have not. This is not going to be a good night for you if you keep going along this way. I even went like, hey, look, my job is to make sure you have a good night, and you're not going to have a good night if you keep doing what you're doing, sir. And it usually shut them right the fuck up. Just shut them right up. Because just the suggestion of violence is usually enough. And so I don't know that Gary is really saying to go out and saying that. Gary just said, point the gun at people, not to actually shoot them. That's it. That's true. That is what he said. Exactly right. That's exactly what I'm going for, Kane.
Search online. The truth is, I don't even believe people are opposed to violence, even the ones that claim that they are. And because if one of their loved ones was being held hostage with a knife to their throat, and there was a police sniper on the building across the street,
take the shot.
For red dot.
Take the shot.
On the guy's head. Are you telling me that if that was your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, husband, wife, son, daughter, that you would go tackle the cop?
This is still kind of a juvenile idea, right? That no one's against violence. No, of course you're against violence, but sometimes violence is justifiable. And sometimes the threat of violence, far more often, is totally justifiable. But the actual act, it's a little harder to pull that trigger. That's why you need someone on the roof. That's why you need a guy. You need to hire a guy who can do those types of things.
With the infrared beam on the guy's head to stop him from killing in order to prevent an innocent from being killed. You have to look at this from the victim's point of view, because I don't think the cows and the pigs and the chickens are opposed to violence on their behalf. You might be opposed to violence on their behalf because you're not looking at it as a victim. You're looking at it as a victimizer.
I don't think the cow, chicken, pig, or anyone else, the victim thinks like that. Victim thinks, please stop hurting me. That's why they're screaming. Please help me. They don't really think either way. I don't think they're for or against violence. I don't think they even have the opportunity to consider such weighty things as this. But
user. And I understand why people say that, because they're the ones that would be targeted. Of course, you don't want people being killed on behalf of chickens, because you're a chicken eater. But that's not how the world works. And listen, there wouldn't be any need for violence if people just, you know, stop mistreating others. And I mean,
there wouldn't be a need for violence if people stop being violent. You see the circular arguments you end up in? There wouldn't be a need for violence if people just stop being violent.
Humans do. There wouldn't have been a need to kill Nazis, to kill black slave owners. There wouldn't have been a need to kill.
Again, Nazis, for example, could have been held at bay with cooperative support from an international community, but unfortunately the international community failed, and he was appeased long enough to when he became powerful and Nazi Germany was able to almost take over the world. But it could have been solved without violence. Actually, it could have been like that. Just there was just failure. There was just blatant failure, and violence is easier. It's easier than diplomacy.
Kill all these evil people that were oppressing humans if people just treated each other equally and with respect. So basically, and I said this before, and I don't want to take credit because I think some philosopher said this, but you don't oppose violence. You just oppose who I propose to be violent for. Again, we can kill on behalf of blacks and kill on behalf of Jews and kill on behalf of children, but nobody wants to kill on behalf of chickens and cows and pigs. Again, I think those animals disagree vehemently, and so do I. Now, as I say this, I'm a pacifist activist. That's all I do is give lectures, get more passive than that. But I want people to think about something too. Pacifism can be taken too far. And so can violence. They can both be taken too far. Gandhi, probably the world's most popular pacifist, do you know what his solution to the Holocaust was? He thought that all the Jews should have committed mass suicide to rouse the conscience of the world to their plight. Let me be the first person on the planet to say this, but the Mahatma fucking lost his mind with pacifism. Bullshit, the Jews should have to kill themselves. That's not the proper solution to that situation. The right people got killed. The Nazis, when it was time to liberate them. The wrong people got murdered. The right people got killed. But don't ask me to have empathy for victimizers. My heart hurts enough for the victims. I'm not going to weep over a victimizer being tortured and killed. Screw them. No longer care about victimizers. Any victimizers. I care about victims and victims only. And that's where everybody should be on this planet. Forget about it.
There's an issue here with the Holocaust, right? The problem arises that a lot of people, the argument is just doing their job. They've got the gun to their heads too. So what do you do? Who do you kill? Is it right to kill everybody? Is it okay to kill everybody who is part of this machine? That is a bit scary, isn't it? So why aren't some of you out killing people who work in slaughterhouses and the farmers who send them off? Get real. Jean, very good question. Well, I don't think that any of us really should be going out and doing those things. That's kind of my point. I think that the threat of those things should be a bit taken a bit more seriously, but I don't think that we should go do it necessarily. It depends. I think that the ALF was in the right direction where they looked scary. And I do think that vegans could stand to look a bit scarier, and that pacifism, maybe we could take it too far, what he just said. But Gary Yourofsky's kind of crazy. What are you going to do? I mean, he's more extreme than I am, and I'm pretty extreme. The problem is systematic and capitalistic. If a slaughterhouse is burned down, the government will step in and subsidize them. That's right. Well, what's good about burning a slaughterhouse, though, is that all those local farms, they are put out of business while the slaughterhouse tries to get back up on its feet. So like the local farms that are constantly sending the slaughterhouse live animals, those start to hurt. And so you could put out a few farms by burning down one slaughterhouse. But are you burning down a slaughterhouse? Am I burning down a slaughterhouse? Nah, probably not, right? Probably not. Do you want to see Emily's conclusion?
I hope this provided a more comprehensive picture of Gary's stance on violence than any excerpt you may have heard. As a note, Bite Size Vegan itself is a peaceful educational mission, but I don't pull my punches and I don't BS, and I will kick ass educationally in the name of the animals.
She does have an incredible educational resource. Bite Size Vegan.
Hi, it's Emily from Bite Size Vegan, and welcome to another Vegan Nugget. Today, I'm honored to be joined by my friend and mentor, Gary Yourofsky, who's great.
Anything for you.
Okay, so
veganism, and you come up against some.
This one is something I get all the time. What should we do with our non-vegan friends? Terrorist vegans, please call yourselves something other than vegan if you go that way, please. Jean, we're just talking here amongst friends, man. Jeez, Louise. We're just talking amongst friends. We're not fomenting violence or anything like that. I see there's another debate he had with slightly crazy vegan 2 years ago. Watch that one too. Yeah. he had lots of debates that were kind of interesting. But I kind of like this because she just lets him talk and you can kind of like get it straight from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Someone who's either, you know, actively combative or just does not seem to want to hear what you're saying. Is there a point at which you walk away? And how do you know when it's that point? Especially if it's someone that, you know, maybe like a family member or a close friend.
Family member.
Oh, I've never seen this because, like, you know how I feel about this. Cut them out. If they can't go vegan, get them out of your life. You don't need them in your life. Get them out. I have some non-vegan friends that we won't talk about. I'll talk about it. They don't dare even. They'll just stay quiet while I'm ranting because they don't want to hear about it. If they want to be my friends, then okay. I mean, take it seriously, but we're not. That's not really we're really just talking about Gary Yourofsky right now. That's all. We're just talking about the ideas of Gary Yourofsky, kind of abstractly. That's all. Take things seriously, man. I'm just not saying that. Don't get upset, okay? Just don't get upset. I really got to keep tagging who I'm talking to so Sky doesn't think I'm talking to him. Well, here I am. I'm because I'm constantly looking at the thing, trying to make sure I don't forget anybody. It's a talent that I've tried to. It's a skill that I've tried to foster because so many people, every time I'm on this streaming, people are like, you didn't pay attention to my comment. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying.
Members and friends are the toughest people to talk to and convert anyway. So I would not waste too much time on them. Believe it or not, even though I've converted, some say hundreds of thousands of people now worldwide because of my videos being passed around on YouTube and Facebook, I've had virtually no success with friends and family members. Give me a crowd of strangers. I could rock the house. I could convert people that I've never met inside of 45 minutes. Friends and family members, though, they're like the toughest people in the world. Don't spend too long with them. Give them a chance.
It's a good point. Just move on. The people, they don't respect you. They're never gonna listen to you.
Everybody deserves a chance. I give everyone a chance when I walk into a classroom. But after my speech, if you start saying the same dumb things and stupid questions, I'll cut you off after a few. So, okay, you know what, man? You need to go home and relax. You need to think about what I said. Your foundations are crumbled, and you need to rebuild those foundations later on and take a break. So I don't even spend too much time with people who are being combative. Now I'm fortunate because most of my crowd is not combative, so I get to talk and educate. But those are the people I'm looking for. And I've become a great psychologist over the years, lecturing to 60,000 plus students. I walk into a classroom, I'm like, good person, bad, good, bad, on the fence, oh, trouble. And when I see those troublemakers, but in fact, I won't even call on them when they raise their hands. I know who the troublemakers are. Now, sometimes professors get involved in the Q&A and they call on them, so it turns into a little chaotic scene. But I avoid those troublemakers altogether. I've been doing this for 18 years, though. I'm a little tired, and I don't want to fight anymore. I don't. I'll fight for the animals. I'll preach for the animals. I'll die for the animals. They can put me in jail for the animals, but I don't want to fight anymore. This is so simple.
Yeah, I mean, how do you guys feel about that? You think that you should be trying to convert the people in your life, your lovers and friends? I just say get divorced. Sup, Vegan Stallion? What's up? What's up? I'm glad you're here. Maybe this Gary guy is not around because he had a mental breakdown. Don't know of him until today. Oh, well, that's really wonderful, Jean. I'm really stoked that you're just learning about him through this show because he's kind of like a vegan superstar, but he's very controversial because of some of his opinions and some of the things that he said, especially regarding violence and violence toward animal abusers. Yeah, did he have a mental breakdown? I think he might have. I think he also ran away from sometimes some of the things he said were a little bit harsh, and people in that climate during that time were really, really sensitive about it, and he kind of got canceled. He did. I met many who have worked in this industry, and most didn't grow up wanting to work in it. They are preyed upon and lied too much like the rest of us. Yeah, it's true. It already sounds contentious. We're having contentious day, Mr. Stallion. Brand new Patreon subscriber, Mr. Stallion. Thank you so much for being here. He's my vegan god. Ed is my Jesus. Vegan antinatalist. Yeah, I mean, he's one of those. Gary is very well known for one particular speech, right? The greatest speech you'll ever hear is what they call it. I'm actually not that much of a fan of that speech, but other people are. And Gary Yourofsky, I don't like the delivery of the speech. It sticks in my craw, man. But the content of it is quite good. He did do it for 18 friggin' years. So, I mean, do anything for 18 years should be good.
To me, then I'm looking for the people who are understanding the message as I lay it out throughout the speech, and I want to have a discussion with them about it and help them make the conversion, because that's really the toughest part of converting somebody, is to explain to them, okay, where are you going to eat from now on? Where are you going to shop from now on? So once I get to those questions, that's where I want to be and help people make that conversion.
I think something that a lot of new vegans struggle with sometimes is non-vegan friends or family, which we spoke a little bit about, but I've had some people ask, do you
carnies? You have carny friends?
I don't have carny friends, girl. Ain't gonna have them either.
Have any non-vegan friends? And if so, how do you navigate that friendship?
Yes, I do. My oldest and dearest friend, Darren, of 35 plus years, is still in my life. Although we drifted apart over the last few years, but I've drifted from everybody. All the violence in the world, all the evil in the world has made me a misanthropic recluse. So my entire goal in life after I'm done preaching is to get back home, get back to the hotel. I don't hang out with too many people. But you don't have to be vegan to be in my life. You just have to be honest and truthful. Like Darren looks me in the eye and says, Gary, come on, man. You're right about everything. Animals don't deserve this. I'm too lazy to switch. What do you want from me? Now, I despise his laziness, but I love his honesty. Because if you're honest with me, that prevents a fight from happening. The fights happen with non-vegans when they start lying about what's going on. Animals don't feel. Mm. Animals can't think. God says it's okay. I need my protein. That's the only way. And we're going to have a fight because those are just complete and utter lies. It's absolute stupidity to be saying things like that. So if you can avoid saying that to me, you don't have to be vegan to be in my life. However, tough to get into my life at this stage of the game.
Hey, guys.
There you go. You hear what he said? It's tough to get into my life at this stage of the game. That's exactly how I feel. Well, I have some old friends that it's kind of hard. It is hard, but it's even harder to become a new friend of mine now. I don't think so. I'm not going to have new carny friends. No new non-vegan friends. That speech was my turning point. A lot of people say so. People love the Gary speech. Yeah, people love it. We're not going to play that today. It's too long. But I wanted to go into some of his kind of more controversial stuff today.
Emily, I just wanted to let you know that there's a bonus part two of this video in which Gary talks about his one not have to be a patron to watch. But while you're over there, you might as well take a look at the awesome perks that you get for being a member.
Okay, this is just an ad. I thought, here we go.
Experience. If you're vegan, I would love to hear how you interact with non-vegan friends and family. And if you're a non-vegan out there, vegans, and if there are approaches that you found more about with Gary.
Gary, I just want to thank you so much for giving us your time. I've been asked.
All right, we're going to skip. All right.
Well, first of all, I'm here to speak on behalf of the most oppressed, most abused.
This is a compilation, and I think this it's the almost the last one we're going to do. So we're going to do two more, but this is the compilation of some of his zingers that I think are really great. I think I listened to it once, maybe. Yeah, I mean, everyone should listen to the speech. He did a great speech. I mean, people love it. Everyone should see it. Okay, yes. It's kind of like a lot of people consider it their first one. We'll always stick up for those who can't defend themselves. Yeah. I appreciate what you said about the people who work in the slaughterhouses. Yeah, I made a whole video about how the chicken farmers are being exploited as well. Tim Sheaf, yeah. Tim Sheaf, I know, man.
The most murdered group of beings that has ever existed.
When was the last time a chicken or a cow attacked a human being? About never. A pig, turkey, never. We're the ones that attack them.
Cows harm nobody. Chickens have harmed nobody. We are murdering innocent beings. We send them to slaughterhouses. They know what's going on. They're aware. They're conscious. They smell death and fear and blood in the air. We cut them up into pieces. The animals are not willing participants. We're teaching them that it's okay to disregard animal life, that human life is more sacred than animal.
I think that's so important. The animals are not willing participants. That's it. At the end of all of it, that's always where I come back. The animals aren't willing. They do not consent to this. Does consent matter? Does consent matter? Yes or no? This is why I get in trouble, because I'm like, why is rape wrong? Just answer that question. Okay. The answer to that question is why I'm vegan. That's it. And it's also why you should be vegan. Why is it wrong? I think that tactically killing anyone for animal rights is a huge mistake. The media loves it when a vegan does anything wrong, let alone killing. They're dying to brand us terrorists already. True enough. But don't you think we could be a little scarier? Just be a little scarier. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking like flak jacket, big yellow V, a truly some kind of seltzer. A carrot that looks like a cigar, and that's it. I wouldn't even have to arm myself. Just look scarier. Big sunglasses, maybe. That's what I'm thinking.
When every creature on this planet values their life just like humans value their life.
We all suffer in the same way. We all feel pain in the same way. A knife in my throat is just as painful and harmful as a knife in a cow's throat, in a chicken's throat. Because people don't realize how much they're harming animals in their daily lives. Most people I know aren't evil people, but most people don't realize their daily choices support evil. So if you put a knife in my hand when I was growing up, even though I ate meat, say, hey, Gary, go kill that cow. No, you must be crazy. I'm sticking that knife in somebody else's throat. So we pay other people to do it. So I want to reach those people that are passively evil, that passively take part in this, and that's the masses. So I'm just pointing this out to everybody, because people don't realize how much they're harming animals in their daily lives. So as I point out, the steak, the hamburger, the chicken sandwich that you're eating, the schnitzel, okay, these pieces of meat came off the bodies of living animals who didn't want to be murdered, who didn't want to suffer and die, who didn't want to be tormented. It is the most profitable business on this planet since the beginning of time.
Here we go. The most profitable in human history is animal slavery. This is my favorite
my favorite bit right here.
And who didn't want to be tormented? It is the most profitable business on this planet since the beginning of time. Animal slavery, nothing comes close. Not cars, not gasoline, not oil, not computers. Nothing compares to the amount of money being made off the backs of animals, literally.
That's why it's so hard. That's why it's so hard. Right there. What he just said. Nothing compares with the amount of money made off of the flesh of animals. No other industry in the history of the world has been worse than animal slavery. He said it right there. No one's made more money than they have after off of animal slavery. Animal slavery is the biggest moneymaker. That's why it's so hard. That's why it's so difficult. You like my bulletproof jacket, big carrot for a carrot like a cigar, slicked back hair, big glasses, bulletproof jacket, big V badge. Yeah. And a Truly. That's what I need. You always have to carry a Truly for some reason. That makes you look badass. A White Claw or something.
I want to show people what's going on, because if you watch the news, if you watch TV, the advertisements are happy cows. So I went to a slaughterhouse on my own to see what was going on. I heard their screams. I smelled death in the air.
Are the ads happy cows? I always feel like the ads are more like, mouth fuck this burger. Yeah, fuck this burger with your mouth. That's what I think the ads really are. Like, put this pizza in your mouth and fuck your face with it. I really, like, I watch ads now and it looks so gross. I can't even finish. If I see a carny ad, I want to vomit. I don't know why they always have to be pushing their views down my throat. Why? Why do they always have to do that? I hate them.
One of the most disgusting things, to smell fear and death. Why don't they show you slaughterhouses? Say, hey, this is where your hamburger comes from. This is where your chicken nuggets come from. They intentionally lie to you. I don't lie. I intentionally tell you the truth, because I think if you saw what was going on in the slaughterhouse, no logical person could choose to continue to eat animal flesh. It is sad that we can't talk to kids about the truth about what's going on in the world. Every second, just so you know, of every minute, of every hour, of every day, female animals are raped to impregnate them. Every second, animals are being killed. In America today, 30 million innocent beings will be murdered for a sandwich. We're talking 12 million people were killed by the Nazis. In 1 year alone on this planet, 60 billion land animals, 90 billion marine animals are tortured, tormented, and killed.
And now it's way more than that. I mean, this was like 10 years ago when he said this.
In the world's most massive Holocaust. That's just in 1 year alone. And when we teach children that the Jewish Holocaust was evil, but then we send animals to their death, to the slaughterhouses, in the same extermination trucks that sent Jews to their death, we're committing a gross error. Remember, I don't do things...
This guy's saying this in Israel, by the way. And everyone's just like, yeah. Like, in Israel. So when anytime someone tries to tell you, oh no, it's different. How can you say that? Gary Yourofsky. Oh, yeah, he's a Jewish guy. Can he say it? He just did. Yeah, in Israel.
I don't say things that people want me to say. I speak the truth, and the truth is harsh. I know people don't want to hear that there's a Holocaust taking place that they're taking part in, but that's a fact. I call human.
They don't want to hear it. Why don't they want to hear that they're causing the Holocaust? Why don't they ever want to hear that?
Beings, murderers of animals. That's what we do. That's the truth. The truth is harsh. They must look at us like we are devils. We cut things off their bodies, their horns while they're fully conscious, off the cows. We cut the beaks off of hens. We rip the testicles out of baby pigs when they're born. We have treated our cousins in fur and feathers so horribly that beyond a doubt, if they ever formed an organized religion, the devil would be depicted in human form. Put yourself in the animal's position. Imagine somebody raped you to impregnate you. You gave birth to this baby. This baby was stolen from you at birth. That baby was fattened up with corn and soy and wheat and oats. That baby was put on a concentration camp truck, sent to a slaughterhouse, hung upside down, fully conscious, in front of all of her own species, screaming, terrified, in fear, knife shoved into, you know, her throat, cut up into pieces. Where's the justification for this? This is why vegans get so militant, because I don't want to be a two-legged devil to the animals or to anybody. No,
two-legged devil. Damn it, I'm already a blue-eyed devil. But now I'm a blue-eyed devil. Now I'm also a two-legged. I'm a two-legged blue-eyed devil. God damn it. Damn it. They are murdering Palestinian people. They don't care. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a complicated situation over there, isn't it? Yeah. Do we really want to talk about Palestine today? I don't know.
Justice can live forever.
I mean, they're killing animals, so people don't care about... He's always like, people say they're against violence, but I don't think they are. I think he's right. I don't think people are against violence. They pay for it all the time.
Sadly, injustice can live for hundreds or even thousands of years, but no lie can last forever, and people are becoming aware. Change is slow. It took 400 years to convince white people in America not to own blacks. You can see why this is taking so long. I speak against speciesism in the same way Nelson Mandela spoke against racism. We live on a planet that murders animals, a speciesistic planet. Understand, like a racist who thinks that their race is better than another race. Speciesists think that the human species is superior to animals, and we have the right to harm and kill any species we choose. Where do humans get off owning and controlling living beings? Do you know that if you took humans off this planet, The extinction of humans would benefit everything that exists, the animals, the forest, the air, the water, the mountains. If the bees disappear, everything falls apart.
I love that. It's like if you take one species that isn't human and you take them out, the whole world fails. Everyone feels it. But if you take humans out, everyone does great. No problem. Everyone's really good. It's so great. You don't have to worry about piece of cake.
It's how special and valuable bees are to the world. The issue is we just need to change the way we view animals. We have to realize humans aren't the only beings on this planet, and we're not more important than animals. Because this is the first form of hatred humans are taught. Racism, sexism, anti-
How about that humans are animals? That's, I mean, such a hard concept for people. They don't realize that human beings are animals.
Semitism, heterosexism, these are branches of hatred. The root is speciesism. When you're a kid growing up, you're taught, hey, be nice to the dog, be nice to the cat. But that cow, that chicken, yeah, he doesn't count. Just chill them, screw them. Be nice to the horse. Be upset when somebody poaches a rhino. Be upset if somebody cuts the fins off of a shark. Hey, but that turkey, kill him. It's Thanksgiving, it's a holiday. So the kid is confused growing up. So when we get down to talking about
I think that's the birth. I think when people are so confused like that, I think that's what causes mental illness. I really do. I really do think that when you are faced with, oh, be kind to the dog, but murder the turkey. What? Be kind to the cat, but slit a pig's throat. Like, how do you have those two ideas in your head at the same time and not go a little crazy? And then compounded with all the other stuff, like going to work for 65 hours a week and the whole thing. But, you know, in believing that money is the most important thing, and it's just some shit we made up. But the very first thing, this kind of institutionalized hatred, I really think it is one of the major springboards for mental illness.
Discrimination and why it's wrong, where it comes from. It all stems from that somebody looks and acts differently than you. If you taught a child growing up that, hey, just because that chicken looks differently than you do, that chicken has every right to live. That spider has every right to live, just like you do. How is that child going to grow up and look at a different person who's a different size, shape, and color? How is that kid going to look at that person in hatred, with violence? Speciesism, by eradicating that, we can bring peace to this planet. You said my steak. I'm very big on language. That steak was never yours. That steak is a euphemism, by the way. That's cow flesh. That flesh belonged to another living being.
Yes,
so we always want to say leather, but it's cow skin. Even the term bacon. What's bacon? You mean pig flesh? 75% of the animals on this planet are herbivores.
Of course.
So why do we try to justify human behavior based on lion behavior or shark behavior?
No, you have clothes on. Forget.
I notice that you have a cell phone and you have a computer. It is unfair to pick one thing.
75% of land animals are herbivores. How interesting.
Lions do that you want to mimic. When you don't want to mimic anything else, they do. You notice that convenient argument? We just want to do what the lions do when they eat antelope. You put a two-year-old child in a crib with a bunny rabbit and an apple? Let me know when the child eats the bunny rabbit and plays with the apple. We are purely herbivorous. We have no carnivorous or omnivorous instincts whatsoever. It's an unfair comparison. You're not a lion. And just so you know, lions are carnivores. Humans are not. We are herbivores, 100% up and down, physiologically. If your jaw moves from side to side in the grinding motion and you chew, you're 100% herbivore. If you were a meat eater like a lion, your jaw would only go like this, up and down, rip and swallow. If you sweat through your pores and cool yourself, you're herbivore.
See, the problem that I have is when people lie about why they harm animals, that animals don't think, that they can't feel, that they're not smart, that I need my protein, that we can do it in a humane way. So we can't throw this word humane out there when we're talking about rape, torture, and murder. You can't put the word humane next to it. So if I go
rape, torture, and murder, God, those are three great things that go great together, isn't it, carny bastards? So you carny fucks, rape, torture, and murder, they go together great, jerks. I want to see a study that shows a country's meat consumption correlated to their level of violence and human rights violations. I think that would be pretty clear. That I mean, do you think that we need that study? Do you think, I'm guessing, Jean, you'd be right in your hypothesis. I don't think you'd have to prove that hypothesis. I don't even know where that stat's from. Well, I mean, you can just look around and you see that most animals are herbivores. I mean, most of them are. Just most of them. And actually, it's way higher than that, because all the cows on planet Earth, most of them, 96% of the world's biomass mammalian biomass is humans and the animals that we keep in captivity. Well, all of those are pretty much herbivores, right? Pigs are pretty much herbivores, pretty much.
Oh, and meet a woman at a bar. I buy her some drinks, I bring her some flowers, I take her back and put on some soft music, some Teddy Pendergrass, and we dance, and we look in each other's eyes, and I slip her a date rape drug and rape her. Is that humane? Why not? She didn't feel a thing. See, because the act of rape is evil. Okay? The act of murder is evil.
Yes!
You can't do it in a nice way. Okay, we have to stop thinking that there's a nice way. In fact, you know what the nice way to kill is? Not to kill.
That's it.
That's a nice way.
I noticed that religious people love to worship things that we created in God's name. The Bible, the Quran, stars of David, the cross, but nobody worships anything that God created. The water polluted, the air polluted, the force cut it down. Anything that God made, we destroy. Anything that we made in God's name, we worship. So my condemnation isn't about God. It's about what religious people do in God's name. Over the years, as I've talked to tens of thousands of people, I've noticed that people who have been oppressed, Jews, Hispanics, women, blacks, they always respond better to this revolution that I'm involved in because they understand oppression. They've been through it. They know what it's like to be treated like nothing, like their lives don't matter.
People who have been harmed understand why it's wrong to harm somebody else. So I'm going to eradicate the lies and get down to the issues at hand.
I'll show you hospitals full of people with heart disease, cancers, diabetes, osteoporosis, kidney problems, etc., all stemming from animal protein, the main cause of every major disease on this planet.
Yep.
Now, here's what I love about the health benefits of veganism. When you're
okay, I'm not really interested in the health benefits, but you see, we're already there, right? It's kind of irrelevant, to be honest. It's just kind of an appeal to nature. Beam me up. Well, it is an appeal to nature, but it is kind of flies in the face of like, well, all these animals, the lions, though. He's kind of going through all of the classics, right? He's going through like the major ones, like, hey, dumbasses, you want to be like a lion, but you don't actually want to be like a lion. You only want to be like a lion for this moment while you're arguing with a vegan. I can't imagine if Sky ever got arrested, he'd be saying, get your hands off me, you carny fucks. You know what's funny? You say that, man. But you know what's funny? One time in college, I got a jaywalking ticket. It was so embarrassing because like all of us are walking, but you know, I'm pretty tall. And for some reason, the cop, out of all of us crossing the street, it's late at night and I'm in Berkeley, California, and the cop goes down the wrong way on a one-way street and he comes out and he says, you. And he points at me and says, you get over here. So I'm like, what's up? And he's like, starts going, I saw a person get hit by a drunk driver. I'm like, shouldn't you be out there catching drunk drivers then? Why are you fucking with me? And he's like, oh, you know, I don't even need to be doing this. You know, I'm a sergeant. And you just pissed me off because I saw you so blatant crossing the street like that. I'm like, they're going to turn off all the crosswalks in an hour, man. It's late. You guys turn off the crosswalks late at night and they just go to red blinking lights. What are you talking about? This is some Nazi shit, man. Give me the fucking ticket and stop talking to me. Unless you could arrest me, Nazi. Just give me the ticket. And so he gave me the ticket. It was $100. It sucked. I think it was more than $100. It sucked, man. I was a poor college student. But I was going to take some lecture from some pig. Fuck that cop. I was so angry. Oh, you're a sergeant? Go do something with your time. Obviously, giving me a ticket doesn't really help the cause very much, does it? I'm not going to stop jaywalking because of you. I'm just going to look out for pigs. Just like I always do. Just look out for cops. That's what I'm doing. God damn it. So yeah, cops and I don't really get along with cops. Jaywalking should be legal at your own risk. It was middle of the damn night, man. There were no cars. There were no cars, just one cop that was speeding. And he came up and he's like, what are you doing? You were in my way. I'm like, well, you were driving the wrong way. You're driving the wrong way. Stupid cop. Don't mess with a CDA mod god. That's right. Don't mess with them. Police turn off crosswalks in America late at night in many cities in order to slow down traffic, and because they don't really need the traffic lights anymore. In city centers, sometimes all the lights will just turn to red flashes, which means everything turns into a stop sign. And that happens in many, many cities across America. Yes, at certain late night hours, because there's no one on the road anyway. And they don't want you just sitting there idling and causing people to wake up and stuff like that. Or they don't want people really standing still at stoplights. So they just like, stop, go, stop, go. It's better for everybody. So that's what they do. It's hard. It's a hard habit to break. I'm terribly sorry to the pigs of the world. But not all cops. I don't call all cops that. I'm not like one of those ACAB guys. I give cops, they're people that can ruin your whole life for nothing. Policing in America is a broken system. So I just give them as much room as possible. I don't trust them. I really don't want to be around them unless I absolutely have to. So thanks for bringing up the times I've been in trouble with the police, but that was the last one. I really did call a cop a Nazi, and you know, no big deal. Turns out you can call a cop a Nazi. When you look like me, at least. When you look like me, that's my white privilege, I suppose. My white privilege being able to say to a police officer, and he was black. He was a black cop. And I called him a Nazi. Yep. He was a black guy. Funny enough. Not that that really matters, but interesting fact, I suppose. Because, you know, the whole Nazi thing. Next. Last one. This is it. This is one I hate watching because I hate his delivery in his speech. I hate it. I hate the way he talks in this so much. His public speaking voice, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. But here we go. Killing him with kindness. Because you know what? I'm wearing my kindness vegan shirt. It says kindness vegan. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I'm Mr. Nice Guy vegan. This is only 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Here we go. We're going to watch it at 1.75 speed. Let's see how we do.
I just recently read this story about this Nazi. His name was Ernst Goebbels.
Did he just call someone a Nazi? Come on. You're not allowed to call people Nazis. Ernst Goebbels. Let's see what he said.
He and his men were executing children one day, but he didn't like the way his guards were grabbing kids by their hair before they shot him in the back of the head and tossed him in a mass grave. He actually ordered his men to stop grabbing the kids by their hair, and I quote, kill them in a more decent way. That story sickens me as much as the stories that meat, cheese, milk, and egg eaters love to tell. Hey, Gary, I only eat free range freedom eggs. Hey, Gary, I only eat animals who were raised and killed humanely on a cage-free organic farm.
Freedom eggs. I do like this story so much. The Nazi saying, don't hold the kids by the hair when you shoot them. Just kill them in a humane way. Gross. I don't actually believe the story is true. But if it is, it totally makes sense because this is what we hear every day. What if they're just having one bad day?
There is no such thing as humane when it comes to meat, cheese, milk, and eggs. Humane slaughter, humane rape, humane slavery. Humane Holocausts do not exist. And if for some reason my aforesaid words and the video we just watched aren't proof enough of the terrorism claims that I am levying against the meat, dairy, and egg industries and humanity itself, I don't know. Maybe the billions of dead, dismembered animal bodies could count as proof. Peace begins at the dinner table with what you put into your body on a daily basis. Good people don't talk about kindness. They practice it. They don't pray.
Oh, I like that. Good people don't talk about kindness. They practice it. I like that a lot. That's a good one. Good job, Gary. He says good stuff. I always think the balls on him to be talking Holocaust in Israel, man. This is another one with you could tell because the exit signs in Hebrew that this is also in Israel. He did all these speeches in Israel. God damn. And people are like, wow, people in Israel are going vegan by like crazy. Yeah, because they had some guy named Gary Yourofsky walking around calling them all Nazis. Turns out you call people a Nazi, sometimes they're like, oh, God, I don't want to be a Nazi. No, siree, I don't want to be that. What do I have to do so that you don't call me a Nazi, please? God, don't call me a Nazi. Whatever you do, don't call me a Nazi. Not that. Just not that, please. I just have to stop eating animals and I'm no longer a Nazi? Yeah, that's it. Okay, I can do that. Just don't call me a Nazi again, okay? That's an N-word that you cannot use. Don't call me that. I will stop eating animals right now. Don't call me the N-word. Whew! He's got the chops to talk about it. He does. He's a reminder not to pull punches. Never pull punches. Fuck, wish I knew about Gary 10 years earlier. Vogon Poetry, you must know about Gary Yourofsky, right? I think, didn't you say that you did? Sometimes I thought you did. Well, good. I'm glad that you're enjoying our Gary Yourofsky day. It's almost over. Starting the week off with Gary Yourofsky.
About love, they actually give it. I know you have the capability of understanding right from wrong because you all hate people who harm children. Why not despise people who harm animals? Yeah. It's hypocritical. Why protect one and violate the other when neither one wants nor deserves the abuse? They just wish it would end.
Not bad. Why do you hate the child murderer, the child molester, but you don't hate the animal abuser? Why not? Could it be that billions of dollars have been spent to convince you that one is okay and the other one isn't okay? You know, it used to be, you know, big power structures would tell you that it was okay to have child brides. When the power structure says it's okay, all of a sudden people are like, I'm okay with having a 12-year-old. No, it's never okay. It's never been okay. Just because someone spends millions of dollars saying it's okay does not make it okay. That's the goddamn point. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Skyjack Morgan. This is the Vegan with Sky Show. We did a wonderful Gary Yourofsky speech smorgasbord. Not really speech. I like when he talks in his interviews. I love that Gary Yourofsky. He's one-on-one with someone. It's like, I love it. He's just like, I don't know. I dig that he's taking someone right, looking them in the eyes and being like, no, and being one-on-one. I love that Gary Yourofsky. I love it. I don't like his stage. It always seems like it's too artificial or something. I'm really into sincerity. I don't enjoy the artifice, you know. That's why I'm doing a live show and not doing so much of that like cut stuff, you know. Let's zoom in one more time. Let's zoom in more. Community reference. Yes, I was already vegan too when I learned about him. Me too, actually. Yeah, I was vegan. I was vegan probably 5 years before I heard of Gary Yourofsky. Probably longer. Something like that. Yeah, I watched Gary Yourofsky's speech with my mom in December, immediately went vegan. Thanks, Gary. Absolutely. You should react to the video I sent you. I can't, not tonight. We'll react to it tomorrow if you're cool with that. You have just dined, and however scrupulously the slaughterhouse is concealed in the graceful distance of miles, there's complicity. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson was friends with Henry David Thoreau, and that was one of the people that Gary Yourofsky mentioned in that first clip that we watched. Interesting that you picked an Emerson quote. I mean, it's interesting to pick Emerson quote because clearly, I mean, I think Yourofsky is very much inspired by Emerson and Thoreau. Emerson, Thoreau, kind of like the 1-2 punch. You'd like Community, Kane. If you need some chill time, you guys would love Community. What's my email again? Here it is, veganocca@gmail.com. There it is, right at the bottom of the screen. Guys, thank you so much for joining. After that, there's almost like I don't have tears to cry. I appreciate you being here. My name is Skyjack Murray. This is Vegan Sky Show. Illegitimate non-carborundum. Bye.
It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can fuck themselves. Go fuck themselves.
This is a shot of all vegans. This is a shot of all vegans. This is a shot of all
Well, 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 well. Is there anybody left? Okay, there's some people left. We're going to play a song. Because at the end of the broadcast, I like to play a song sometimes just to see what happens, you know, see how we do. I want to play a song that it's a fun song, I think. I think it's a fun little song. Let's see if you know who sings it originally. Let's see if I can play it and even kind of a interesting song to play.
Right now I'm in a state of mind. I like to be in like all the time. Ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, picking it up, picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, so we turn it up, yeah. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran out, but boy, I like 'em. I like it, I like it. No matter who or tries it, we're out here vibing, we're out here vibing. Coming out, even when it's raining down, I can't stop. So you can shut your mouth, yes, shut your Right now I'm in a state of mind. I'd like to be in like all the time. Ain't got tears left to cry. We're on another mentality. Got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up, I'm picking it up. Loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. Yeah, I'm picking it up, picking it up. Loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. Yeah, I'm picking it up, picking it up. Turn it up. They point the colors out in you, babe. I see them too. But I like them. I like them. I like them. We're too fly to partake in all this hate. We're out here vibing. We're out here vibing. Coming out even when it's raining down. Stop now, so just to shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. And if you don't know now, you know it, babe. Now you know it, babe. Right now I'm in a state of mind. I like to be in like all the time. Got no tears left to cry. Got no tears left to cry. Got no tears left to cry.
Such a weird song. Anyway, that's an Ariana Grande song that I just like the way the chords work on it. So thought I'd share. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. for Vegan Pre-Shift. Oh, and we have midday show with Jess for a Future Vores show tomorrow, which I'm super stoked about. Talk about futurism and all the fun stuff. And we have Balatnikova, the Vox staff writer for animal rights, is on Friday. And we have Kat Curtis on next Friday. So we've got some really cool guests coming up. Illegitimate non-carborundum. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I just think it's fun to, I think it's just fun to play for you, even though I get nervous when I play and I usually fuck up the songs, but I hope that you guys enjoy my efforts. If you do, buy a t-shirt for the love of Christ. Anyway, thanks guys. veganofcourse.etsy.com, veganofcourse.net. Bye everybody.